today on The Travel Guys, live from Shreveport, Louisiana.
In the travel news, United follows Delta and American into the "we don't care if you fly our planes as long as you use our credit cards" ditch. Passport wait times are getting shorter, and Southwest says yes to red eyes. Those stories next in the news.
In our Smarter Traveler segment at 11:20, we discuss why air travel complaints have soared post-COVID. Is there a reason flyers are complaining more? Is it grouchy travelers, bad service, or something more complicated?
The back half of the show today features what's going on around Sacramento. We start at 11:35 by welcoming our friend Jack Gallagher. Jack has a show coming up at the B Street Theater on December the 9th.
The Sonic Fault Lines Music Festival in Placerville after Thanksgiving has to be one of the most unique musical events ever. Music recorded underwater and in all sorts of unusual places. That's coming up at 11:45.
And at 11:55, it's down the road to Sonoma for the holiday show from the Transcendence Theater Company. If you want to attend, Sports Leisure Vacations has a package with tickets and brunch.
Lots to talk about as the holiday travel season grows closer. Welcome to today's edition of The Travel Guys.
On the road again.
I've been everywhere, man.
To Vegas.
Solo Seattle.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Yes, sir. Let's get on with the show. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys. First of all, I'd like to wish you a good Veterans Day to all. Mark is in Shreveport, Louisiana. He just seems to love the Deep South. Welcome to the show, Mark. What's going on?
Well, I'm here at the National Tour Association Convention. It's where those of us who are tour operators in the world come to find out, get new ideas and plan things for next year, meet new people who run hotels and attractions and stuff like that all over the country. We had a really successful tour preview day at Sports Leisure Vacations this past Monday, so thanks to anybody who's listening who was a part of that. About 600 people attended. We rolled out our annual catalog, and then Tuesday our phones went berserk. So it was really, really quite amazing to see people are definitely still traveling. So thanks to all the Sports Leisure travelers who came out to support us last Sunday.
That's
last
great. There you go. Well, I can understand why you'd be a little confused. I can't recall you ever having one on a Monday before. They were always on the weekends. But due to this, that, and the other thing, it got switched around. And it's great to see that even on a Monday, folks had the time to come out and take advantage of tour preview day. And I understand a lot of those trips that you have already sold out.
It was amazing. Our catalog came out on Monday, and by 10 or 11 o'clock on Tuesday, a number of the trips were full, and many more of them filled up during the week. It really is, like I said, it's very much a compliment to have travelers who couldn't wait to see what it is that you're doing and lined up in order to purchase it. So thank you for that.
Speaking of lots of things to do, we've got a full show today, so let's get started as we do at the top of every Travel Guys radio show. We bring you up to date on the travel news. And with the travel news, let's get to it. Here's Mr. Mark Hoffman.
As we mentioned in the headlines, United has followed their other two major competitors, American and Delta, down into the credit card tumble. Basically, what's happening is that the airlines now, they're making more money off of your usage of their credit cards than they're making off of you flying on their airplanes. So as business would dictate, if you're making more money in one area, why then that's where you concentrate your efforts. So it's no longer important to the airlines how often you fly their planes. It's important to them how much money you spend on their co-branded credit cards. And they are willing to give you perks that they used to reserve for frequent travelers if you are one of those people who has the ability and are willing to spend a whole lot of money on your credit card. So for United, I'm not going to go into how they have changed things, but basically, if you are a United high-tier frequent flyer and you want to stay there and you don't have a United credit card, then you're going to probably want to look at one, getting one, because United is making it very advantageous. On the other hand, if you already have a United credit card, you may be able to enhance your status with the airline. Keep in mind, though, that as fares for first class get closer to coach, that one thing that people seek status for on airlines frequently to get those coveted upgraded first class seats, there will be fewer of them as time goes on. Anyways, it's kind of an interesting game. If you start playing it, be careful you don't get hooked. But the credit cards are going to mean a lot more to people who want to get up into the forward cabin using their points from an airline in the future. The State Department is bragging that passport wait times have gone down again. We talked about this a few weeks ago. According to the State Department's website, traditional passport processing times are down to 7 to 10 weeks, which is almost what one would consider normal. Expedited passport times have been reduced to 3 to 5 weeks. You pay a little extra for that service. So the processing time improvements are based on services in the month of October. So the State Department is saying, indeed, that if you're seeking a passport, the wait times are coming down. That's good news for those of you who are looking for a passport. If you're planning on traveling internationally, you need a passport or you need to renew yours. Don't wait until the last minute. Even with this good news that the passport times or wait times are coming down, they're still pretty substantial.
You know, Mark, I was thinking, we talked a lot about encouraging people to move quickly, do it now, get started. And then we also talked about how that there were your representatives in Congress and such were helping to expedite passports. Do you think all of that kind of helped get people motivated and help us get caught up?
You want an honest answer? Probably not. I think what helped is that the State Department added a bunch of staff members over the latter part of the summer. So, but in responding to your question, that very well could be coming from pressure from congressional representatives who have said, hey, my staff is spending all of their time helping people get passports. We have to fix this situation. So to your point, I think the fact that the passport situation had gotten so egregious and a lot less, let's face it, people who are traveling on overseas trips might be the same kind of people who might be campaign contributors. So if somebody who contributed to your campaign calls up and says, hey, I can't get a passport, and that happens a couple dozen times, then you might go down the hall and say, hey, let's fix this. So you could be right, Tom. It may have come from a combination of consumer and maybe even perhaps congressional pressure. So good point. Southwest Airlines is planning to add red-eye flights. I have always wondered why Southwest Airlines didn't fly red-eye flights. They are saying that it seems logical to them. Their CEO says it's a logical evolution for the airline. When those planes are sitting on the ground for 6 hours overnight, they're not getting any newer. So I'm not surprised that Southwest says they're coming. Southwest says probably sometime in early to mid 2024. Southwest has also announced that they're tweaking their frequent flyer program, devaluing it slightly, about 4% for next year. What a surprise, huh?
Yeah, really. I'm almost floored.
Yeah. Well, it's of course, costs go up and things change, but I've never understood why frequent flyer, frequent guests, frequent user programs couldn't be aligned with the cost of doing business. But anyway, Southwest is being adjusted about 4% next year. Also, another thing that Southwest has never done, in addition to red-eye flights, is flying from DFW Airport in Dallas. There's a long story behind this, but basically, in order to get the rights to fly many years ago, Southwest had to agree never to fly out of DFW and only to use Love Field in Dallas. Now they would like to fly out of DFW, and an agreement that they made many years ago is about to come to an end, so you may indeed see Southwest flights at more than one Dallas airport. Airbnb has announced new upgrades to its booking platform to highlight homes and properties with near-perfect ratings. They are dubbing these properties guest favorites. Airbnb officials said the decision to revamp ratings and reviews pages was made to become more competitive with hotels and create a more reliable experience for travelers. I think that's probably long overdue for Airbnb to point out which properties really stand over and above. Travelers can save on holiday trips with Amtrak's winter flash sale. Amtrak is having a sale up through the 15th of November. It doesn't apply to all routes, but it applies to a lot of routes. If you're thinking of an Amtrak trip sometime in the between December the 4th and March the 15th, you can get a serious discount on your fare by going to Amtrak.com before the 15th. Air travel complaints with the U.S. Department of Transportation soared during the first quarter of last year, in fact, up through May of 2023. The reason we only have statistics through May is because there are so many complaints. The department's staff is having a hard time logging all of them. The first quarter saw 24,900-plus complaints filed with the Department of Transportation about air travel. That's an increase of almost 100% over the first quarter of 2022. So more people are complaining, and the complaints are pretty much across the board. There are more complaints about discrimination towards passengers for a variety of reasons. There are way more complaints about the treatment of passengers with disabilities. There are way more complaints in almost every category going down here. So it's the question, Tom, and I don't really have an answer, has the service gotten just that much worse? Are people just grouchier? What do you think?
I think a combination of all of the above. You know, there's been so much, and I do believe that people have become a little bit more sensitive. You know, spending more money for worse service is something that a lot of folks complain about.
Yeah, it really is. Listen, in Denver last night on my flight to Shreveport, we had a weight and balance situation. The plane held 50 people. There were 50 of us on board. Only 44 of us ended up flying. Some of the people who got off the plane received as much as $2,000 in airline funny money to get off the plane, plus a hotel, of course, and meal vouchers. It was interesting, though. The first two people who got off were guaranteed bookings the next day on the flight to Shreveport. There's only one a day from Denver. The last two people who got off, it was on a standby basis. So we were kind of laughing later and thinking that, you know, those people might be in Denver longer than they thought. But anyways, more people are complaining about air service. I fly on airlines a lot. Despite the fact that there are some people within the system who are really trying to do their best, the service is not what it was before. There are more people in the hospitality industry in general right now. A lot of new people have been hired, and a lot of those people's attitude is, you know, I can work here today and work maybe somewhere else tomorrow. So I don't know that I have to, you know, give 110% here because this isn't my favorite job and I didn't want to be here in the first place. So you sense quite a bit of that in different levels, restaurants, hotels, attractions, things like that. It'll probably take a little while for it to shake out. And of course, a lot of people who really enjoyed their jobs and stuff during COVID decided to move on, retire, work less, whatever might have happened. But I'm not sure why the air complaints have gone up so much, but it will be interesting to watch in the months ahead to see if the complaints continue to rise and what category they rise in. I want to take a minute here and give congratulations to Roy's Cafe and Hotel, which is an old Route 66 landmark in Amboy, California. Really hard to get there right now because part of old 66 is shut down, but they have gotten a grant from the National Park Service to be able to restore their septic tanks and some other things. Amboy is really out in the middle of nowhere in the desert, east of Barstow. If you've ever driven that part of Route 66, the entire little town completely shut down. The man who owned a fast food chicken chain in Southern California bought the town and fixed it up. He has unfortunately now passed away, but his folks are looking after Amboy. So Amboy, California, on Route 66 is still hanging in there. And one last little public service announcement here. Our friends at Voices of California are offering a holiday music concert, Hollywood Harmonies for the Holidays. It's on December the 2nd at Davis High School. You can go to voicesofcalifornia.org to get tickets, or we have posted a link at travelguysradio.com, and that's your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys. The links to a lot of our special guests and things to make you a smarter traveler on a daily basis can be found at travelguysradio.com. We're going to dig in a little further and talk about why people are complaining more and what is it they're complaining about. Is there something specific, services and otherwise, when we return with more right here on the Travel Guys. The Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, coming to you live from Shreveport, Louisiana. Once again, TravelGuysRadio.com. I want to again mention, first of all, hope you're having a good Veterans Day. Thanks to all of our veterans and their families for all they've done. Remember AVET.net, the Wreath Project is happening. It's a little update. They're in the midst of fundraising right now, and they've set the date for the Wreath Projects to roll out the boughs and to be placed on the Saturday, December 16th. They'll need volunteers for Friday, December 15th to unload trucks and such. Your best bet, again, is go to rememberavet.net, and all the information as to how you can sign up and help can be found there. Mark?
Well, and it's a worthy project. We, at our Sports Leisure Vacations Tour Preview Day, we charge an admission for folks to come to that event of $10, and then all of those admission fees are given to local charities. The Mustard Seed School at Loaves and Fishes is one, and another one is the Wreath Project for Remember a Vet. So our Sports Leisure Vacations folks have made a good-sized donation there. It's, you know, Tom, when they started out that project, they had about 300 graves down there. Now there are over 30,000. It's important to know these folks, the Stockings, the family that have kind of adopted all this program and stuff, which I'm sure has become almost their life's work at this point. They're just regular folks. They're just regular people who, with the help of a lot of other people, do something really special every year. I mean, they spend the entire year fundraising in order to do this. So if you have a little bit of time and you can help them, that would be awesome if you could go out and help them get those boughs on all of the service members' graves. And, you know, another thing is it's Veterans Day today, and a lot of us go around and say, well, thank you for your service and stuff, but really and truly, coming from this corner, thank you all for your service.
Very good. Very good. All right. We've got a little bit of ground to cover before we have our back half of the show, which is going to be littered with fun entertainment stuff. Mark, what are you hearing in regards to, well, I saw it on the news. It actually made the TV news, which I guess makes it more important. I don't know. I always figure if it makes the Travel Guys, it's more important about travel. But there was a story on more complaints than ever before this year.
Yeah, well, and the complaints are not just, what's happening here in the travel industry is that the prices have gone up. So people are paying more money. And in many cases, their perception is that they're getting less. And it may not just be their perception. It may be that they're actually getting less. We've talked much about housekeeping in hotels and about how that service is, it just in plain doesn't exist in many places, or it's been severely cut back. You call the front desk of a hotel, and instead of two people working, there's only one person working. So that person's trying to juggle the people who are checking in, the people who are checking out, the people who have problems, and the fact that the phone is ringing. I mean, the industry is still shorthanded. So, you know, we talked for a long time about the F word being so important, flexibility. That when you're out there, sometimes you just have to take a deep breath and say, you know, yelling and screaming or throwing a temper tantrum is not going to make this situation any better. The other thing that really is important right now, really important, there are a lot of people in the hospitality industry who are working their butts off and really trying to do right by people, and who are really, they're hospitality people. And this is what they did before COVID, and this is what they do now. And hopefully for the rest of us, this is what they'll do for a while. If you just remember to say thank you, if somebody does right by you in the hospitality industry or it's in an airline desk or something like that, just remember to say thank you. I carry with me, and our tour directors do, a few $10 Starbucks gift cards. And when somebody does something really right by us, and it's not appropriate to extend a cash gratuity, sometimes one of those Starbucks gift cards will find it out of way out of our pocket and onto the counter, and oh my goodness, somebody left a Starbucks gift card here. I guess you'll have to take it. So little things like that, just little acts of kindness towards the folks who are really trying their best right now to help us and to get through all of this, that will encourage those folks to keep that attitude and make life a little easier for the next person who comes along. It's sort of a way of paying it forward. So instead of complaining about it all the time, take a little different approach and try to thank the people who are providing good service and maybe, just maybe, provide a little extra thank you, a little incentive for folks, you know, down the road. I'm not talking about a tip jar or something here. I'm just talking about, you know, giving somebody a thank you when they truly didn't expect it.
You know, Mark, the question or the, I think what we're looking at here is do we expect service and things to go back to the way they were, or do we just need to make an adjustment and expect less moving forward and, like you say, be flexible and learn to live with it? What are your thoughts?
I think it's half and half. It's not ever going to be the same. You know, it's like we talked about, daily housekeeping in lower and mid-level hotels is probably never coming back. They've decided they don't need it. And frankly, in many cases, it wasn't real needed. So you can eliminate some of that without hurting too much in the service issue area. But I do think that yes, expectations are going to have to be lower because that's just reality. It may not be what some of us old timers like, but it's the way it is.
All right, we take a short break. Jack Gallagher joins us in a couple of great entertainment events coming up you should know about right here on The Travel Guys. Hey there, it's Mark and Tom, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Remember now, links to our special guest today and other guests and all kinds of stuff can be found at TravelGuysRadio.com. It's been a while. Welcome back. One of the funniest guys I know, and possibly you as well. Sacramento's one and only Jack Gallagher, back on the Travel Guys radio program.
Hello, Tom and Mark. Thanks very much for having me.
It's a pleasure, sir. Rumor is it around town that you are going to be making a public appearance soon, and so we wanted to alert, you know, the FBI and anybody else that, you know, might have an outstanding warrant or something like that. But we also wanted to alert your fans that there would be an opportunity to come and see you on December the 9th at the B Street Theater. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've cooked up here, Jack?
I am doing a comedy show on the 9th. Last year I did three stand-up shows by myself. That made me very tired. So this year I am bringing two of my favorite comedians from Boston back with me, Kenny Rogerson and Tony V. I've known these two guys for 40 years. We have about 120 combined years of comedy experience, both really funny guys with tons of movie and television credits and stand-up credits. And I'm really excited to bring them out and have people from Sacramento see these two guys that they might know a little bit about, but two of my very favorite comedians, really funny guys.
We should tell folks up front here that the show is on December the 9th at 8 o'clock. It's at the B Street Theater. There will be a link in case you don't already have tickets or you're like, wow, I didn't even know about this. There'll be a link at TravelGuysRadio.com so you can go pick up the tickets, which with the service charge are about $45. Sounds like a lot of fun. Jack, these are guys from the East Coast. What are you all going to talk about?
Well, you know, I was saying to someone the other day that when you get together with a bunch of comedians, the most fun for me is sitting around with other comedians telling basically stories about the road or people you've worked with or hell gigs or great gigs. So what we're going to do this show is the three of us will each do a set and then three of us will be on stage together just telling stories. Like I said, I've known these guys forever and we've got some really funny stories about stuff on the road or stuff that's happened in clubs with us. So kind of give people a little behind-the-scenes look at what happens when three comedians get together.
Jack, is there a lot of impromptu with a show like this?
I think, the sets will be basically, I'm assuming, material that's been worked on. And then the three of us together is going to be very spontaneous. I said, if people from the audience want to ask questions, or it gives an insight into what we go through, not only building a set or building an act, but also all of the stuff that comes with being a comedian on the road, good, bad, and indifferent.
Got it. Yeah.
Jack, how long have you been doing comedy on the stage?
I have been doing stand-up for, I'm going to calculate really quickly, 47 years.
Wow.
47, wow. Yeah. Yeah, my first time on stage was 1976. And I've been doing it since then.
With all kinds of movie and TV gigs and what was it? Was it called Weeknight here in town? Was that what we were doing on KCRA?
No, we did. The reason I went to Sacramento was to do a show called TV Light that had a very short shelf life, but brought me to Sacramento, which I am eternally grateful for. The people of Sacramento have been amazing to me and my family, and I think this will be a really fun show for people to see. Again, two comedians that probably hadn't heard of, but I mean, credits like Seinfeld, Letterman, Tonight Show, movies, Coda, The Town, Something About Mary, Me, Myself, and Irene. So a lot of credits between the three of us. And again, these are very funny, spontaneous guys. So I think the three of us being on stage together is going to be a lot of fun.
Jack, I have to ask, and I'm sure that's been asked to you before, and the answer probably is a musician. What if you weren't doing comedy? Is there a different career, something else in your life that you would like to do or wish that you had?
Well, it's an interesting question. Before I did stand-up full-time, I was a teacher, and I taught kids with dyslexia, so learning disabled. I hate to call it disabled kids. So I really enjoyed teaching. I don't know. I mean, I was saying to a neighbor yesterday here on the Cape that I'm one of the few people who has done what I always wanted to do. I've wanted to be a stand-up comedian since I was 10. And I always say that I would watch the Ed Sullivan Show, and on a night where they had a comedian and a band, that was like gold.
Right.
But I've always wanted to do stand-up, and kind of fell into it. My wife, my girlfriend at the time, suggested that I go and try it. We were going to the University of Massachusetts, and she said, oh, there's an open mic night. So I went and did it and realized I liked it. I didn't realize how hard it would be to do it, but I don't think there's anything else that I really want to do.
Got to be very satisfying for you, Jack. By the way, if you're just joining us, Jack Gallagher is joining us here on The Travel Guys. He has a show coming up in December. Mark, give folks the details one more time.
Yeah, it's December the 9th. It'll be at the B Street Theater, 2700 Capitol Avenue. It's an 8 o'clock show in the evening. Jack, as he mentioned, is bringing a couple of his buddies from the East Coast to perform with him. So it'll be a couple hours, I'm sure, of nothing but great laughs. It's December the 9th. We will put a link at travelguysradio.com if you would like to join. And as soon as I get off the radio, I'm going to go get some tickets because I like the humor, the comedy of Jack Gallagher, you know?
Oh, it's
been a while.
Mark, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, like I said, I did three shows last year, and I did it myself, which means I was doing an hour and a half each show. And, I appreciate so much that people come and see me. I just thought it might be fun to bring a couple of guys that are very popular on the East Coast out there to meet the folks from Sacramento.
Sounds like a great evening. Probably should consider, if you want to go, getting some tickets now. The one show is already sold out. Jack tells me that there are tickets for the 8 o'clock show. But let's go. I'll see you there. Jack, thanks for joining us on The Travel Guys this afternoon.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. I'll see you soon.
Jack Gallagher, one of my favorite guys, favorite people. Not just a great comedian, but a great guy. You know, I've known Jack professionally for, gosh, I don't know, 30 years. Remember,
wow.
He used to come to the radio station and would be a special guest on Paul and Phil on Y92.5. And I think that was the first place I ran into him. And, of course, got a chance to see him again when you had him at one of your, tour preview days or whatever.
He came out and entertained for our folks and had everybody rolling in the aisle. And I'm really glad to hear you say what you said about Jack, because I really share the same feeling. You know, entertainers can sometimes be, you know, not the same off the stage as they are on the stage. And Jack is just a really nice person. Yeah. And a really good guy. I remember calling and asking him, you know, would he consider come out and doing this? And he was like, sure. You know, I mean, obviously there's money involved. But the point was, he's really easy guy to deal with and stuff. I can't wait to get some tickets and see them on stage, because I can't imagine that anybody who Jack likes and his style of humor, they probably have the same style of humor. So I think it'll be a really good time. I would suggest that, though, that you not wait, as I said, too long, because the tickets are probably going to go pretty quickly.
Okay, we have coming up in our final segment here on the Travel Guys, a couple of interviews that we're going to share with you. We're going to go up to Napa for a special Christmas show that's going on, and then something that is really out of the ordinary, the Sonic Fault Lines Festival, and we'll have some samples of the music and so much more. All that coming up right here on The Travel Guys. Hey there, Mark and Tom, The Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for coming along. Don't forget links to our special guest and lots of stuff to make you a smarter traveler, always at TravelGuysRadio.com. Mark, you found us a kind of a new event nearby.
I'll tell you, I'm counting on our guest to tell us a little bit about this, the Sonic Fault Lines Music Festival. Big Nature, Big Sound, November 26th at the Green Room Social Club in Placerville. International and local artists. So now you have the headline. So our guest is Paul Goodwin, who is part of the show. Paul, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thanks for having me on. And I'm going to try to give you a quick and skinny on what this is and why folks might want to check it out. This is a festival of experimental ambient music. And I say mostly ambient, but there's also some post-rock and some noise music. And it's all connected to sounds and nature. So that's what's interesting about it. I don't believe it's been done in this part of the country or this part of the state at this point. And the reason for the inspiration was that I was contacted by some musicians that I knew in Europe. They put on a terrific festival in Iceland called Extreme Chill. And that's mostly electronic and dance music, but it does tend towards the softer side, towards ambient. Now, they were coming to the U.S. with a film they made called Invisible Landscapes. The film was based on them doing field recordings in Iceland and Czech Republic of large human footprint projects like geothermal plants, aquaponic farms, and the like. So they did field recordings, and then they created music to it, and there's a film that's accompanying. So they were coming on tour with the film, and they're all over the U.S. They're right now in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And they asked, could I find them a venue? And I said, well, I think I might be able to make this happen, and we'll put a little festival around it. So what I've done is gathered artists, local artists that are doing similar work, and another project that's American River Conservancy sponsored, which is called Ripe Area. And that actually I'm personally involved with, where we're recording underwater in the American River. And we're creating some music and sound environments based on the American River watershed.
Tom, I told you this was a little different.
Wow, this is so cool. I feel like I'm a hippie all over again here.
Sorry to interrupt you, Paul, but I had to just get in a shot there. Go ahead.
Well, thanks. And when you guys, when your audience looks at the graphics, they may feel a little hippie, too. It's got a beautiful kind of space age purple and blue with like a disc of vinyl and some asteroids. So, you know, you're not in the wrong department. I'm a big lover of space music and Pink Floyd and Tangerine Dream and all of that stuff, too. So you're in the right ballpark. Now, I want to help these audience know how to approach the festival. First thing is, it's super
okay,
cheap.
And Paul, let me jump in here. We got about one more minute here, and we got to get to where it is and how to get tickets. So go ahead.
Let's do it. So you're going to go to clubgreenroom.com or myrtletreearts.com, and both of those have links to the tickets. The tickets are $10 for each day and $25 for the whole weekend. The first day we're calling Big Sound, and that's a little more rock, and there's a noise band called Haifa. They do post-rock and math rock, and it's quite big, almost metal. The second day we're calling Big Nature. That's the film from Iceland and the ambient artists from Iceland. And on the third day, we're calling it Ambient Afternoon. And that's a series of six different artists from all over the country and also Venezuela. And those are short, you know, 1 hour shows, and it's all afternoon. And so that might help people decide which one they want to go to, or get the badge for $25 and you can come and go.
Tell me, Paul, tell me a little bit about the Green Room Social Club where the event is in Placerville.
Okay. Green Room's been around for 2.5 years. It is a fantastic venue. It's a super professional room. It only holds about 100 to 150 people. It's all Gold Rush style. There is a bar that is serving beer and wine, and is about to go, by New Year's, is going to be a full bar. But now they do beer, wine, kombucha, and soft drinks. There is a professional stage and lighting, and they stream every show. They are running music 365 days a year, and it is extremely pro. I'll tell you personally, having been from New York area and then the Bay Area, it kept me in Placerville as a professional musician and producer. I was just like, if this club exists, I'm staying in Placerville. So
wow.
How about that?
Wow. Wow, that sounds awesome. This is something a little bit different. We will post the link at travelguysradio.com so you can find out more about the Sonic Fault Lines Festival in Placerville, the 24th through the 26th of November. As Paul said, you can get a ticket for one of the shows, or you can get a ticket for the entire festival, travelguysradio.com. Paul, I wish I was going to be around, because this is – it's curious to me. This is obviously a little different genre of music, and recording stuff under the ocean and all that kind of stuff. This sounds really cool. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
And thanks for having me on.
Well, I don't know how many times you can say cool about an interview or something like that, but this just sounds really fascinating to me. Tom, you've got another sample of the music queued up there. Let's just take and listen a few minutes to this.
All right, here we go. I've always been a fan of electronic music, and then if you take electronic music and you sample real life and blend them together, you can come up with some.
That's what these guys have done.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they've. Did you hear the Beatles song that is out now that they remastered and pulled off of?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's not surprising that they can do what they can do with stuff like that. What amazing sounds of music.
All right. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, dipping into the entertainment segment here. And speaking of which, let's move to another genre, and that is holiday, right here in our own backyard. Mark, let's talk a little bit about our friends up in Napa.
All right, let's go from, as we continue with our own little version here of what's going on around town. We got Jack Gallagher to take you up to Placerville. Now we're going to take you to a holiday show down in the Napa area. Remember, we talked to the people from the the people at the theater group.
I never get it right either. So.
I can't either. And I'm taking people down to see them soon. So anyways, we talked to the folks from Napa about their holiday show coming up soon. Joining us on the phone is Colin McAdoo. Colin is the director of Broadway Holiday at the Transcendence Theater Company in Napa, Sonoma.
We have our holiday show coming up. We're very, very excited about.
Colin, tell our listeners, where is the theater? This is the winter time, so how does that work?
Normally, we perform in Jack London State Historic Park, which is in Glen Ellen, which has been an incredible venue, and it's beautiful. We call it Broadway Under the Stars, and it's just spectacular. Due to weather and temperature issues, being under the stars at that point in time would be not as joyful and pleasant filled. So we are inside a venue. We're inside Hannah Center, which is an incredible space that we've worked with so many times. And I'm so grateful for them. And so for us to be able to have the opportunity to perform on their campus is really a blessing.
Colin, tell us a little bit about the show Broadway Holiday. And I should mention here to folks who are listening that your announcers, your co-hosts, company Sports Leisure Vacations has a trip down to see the Broadway Holiday at the Hannah Center in Sonoma on Sunday, December the 10th. And there are still some seats available. I will put a link to that trip at travelguysradio.com along with a link to the theater. So if you're interested in going on your own, Colin, tell us a little bit about the show. It's Broadway Holiday, so I'm guessing Broadway songs with a holiday slant to it?
Absolutely. You know, there's some Broadway songs, there is some holiday slant. There's nostalgia with the holiday season. There's one large conversation we had was what the holidays mean, especially as you get older. So, you know, I just got married. We're about to have a baby. And how the holidays kind of grow, right, in the spectrum of lives, and also too how they differ, right? How everybody has different relationships with these moments that are loaded, right? And how do you honor that, right? And that's kind of been our journey on this, and then also too using stories to kind of elevate the future, and it's something that especially today the world needs.
Colin, you mentioned at the beginning before we went on the air that you had no shortage of talent for this show. What made you make that?
Oh my! The humans that are in this show are whatever their credits are and all this stuff, which is immaculate. But just the talent and the wit, the cleverness and the ear, right, to listen and then to expel sound on pitch is. I mean, it's gonna they're you know, short of if Taylor Swift comes through with Eras, this is the best gig on the West Coast. I mean,
Colin is the director of Broadway Holiday at the Transcendence Theater Company in down in the Napa Sonoma area. If you are interested in going to see their holiday show, I mentioned Sports Leisure Vacations has a package that includes a stop for brunch if you want to go down, or you can get tickets and go on your own. If you go to travelguysradio.com, we will have a link so that you can get tickets to either to the venue itself or get the package and go down. Colin, thanks very much for your time today.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. We're such huge fans, and we got a lot of love to spread around, so please, please, please.
All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Boy, 'tis the season for lots of stuff going on. If you want entertainment, you don't have very far to go. There's quite a variety. Well, okay, Mark, we're nearing the end of the Travel Guys rather interesting radio show for
today. We are live from Sacramento and Shreveport, Louisiana. I'll be back in town next week. Our good buddies from the TSA, Dale and Sid, are going to join us. And we're going to go over all kinds of stuff about what you need to know that will help get you through security in the easiest way as the holiday travel season is coming up. So don't forget to join us next Saturday at 11 o'clock. We'll have some important information about how to get through the airport during Thanksgiving and Christmas season. In the meantime, Tom, and for all of our listeners, thanks for the privilege of your time. And remember to dance like nobody's watching.
All righty. Thanks, my friends, for coming along. You stay well, and we'll see you next Saturday, 11 a.m., for the next edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys.